8-part black comedy.
The secret of winning any war is to demoralize the enemy. That's why the pap you sell is so invaluable.
Jonathan Coe's What a Carve-Up, adapted by David Nobbs, part of Corruption Season, this Saturday night at 10:30 on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now we continue our serial chronicling the various obstacles hampering the would-be theatre troupe in Hull. Today, Rita has a confession to make.
Crazy Big Fish by Jill Adams. Episode 3. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Suddenly Monday appears again. Where was the weekend? I lost it again. Ran to the bus stop. It's never on time. I couldn't get back.
You're through to Crazy Big Fish Theatre Company. I would like to see the following women for a read-through of the play Fish and Leather tonight at the Riley Centre at 8 o'clock. Pauline Smith, Rita Walker, Susan Benson and Rachel Robinson. Please remember to bring your reading glasses.
Hiya, this is Pauline here.
Go on then, what are you waiting for? Leave a message, tell her I can't read and I'm not coming. What's wrong?
Nout. Oh, the beep's gone now.
Well, are you going to ring her back or what?
She's just trying to wind me up.
Well, you would think that, you, wouldn't you?
Look, can we just try and sort this out? This play involves other people's lives as well, you know. My mother doesn't even know I'm part of all this. And if she did, she'd make my life hell. But I don't care.
Yeah, my dad's not happy with me either. Mind you, that's nothing new.
And I'm going to miss Countdown on telly.
Well, the only reason I was having second thoughts is because I don't like leaving my dog when she's under the weather.
Under weather? She's just spoilt, you mean?
Look, it's your Rita who's got the real problem, isn't it?
Come on, Mum, we're going.
No, Rita, wait. So what if you can't read properly? Once you've learned the words, no one's going to know.
And anyway, according to her message, she's seeing two other women.
I thought you two said she was only seeing us.
Well, that's what Jill said. Isn't it, Sandy?
Yeah, it was. Why?
Well, that's rubbish. She's seeing two other women tonight and all. We're just going to have to go and be damn good.
Oh, I see. So now suddenly, because you say so, it's all on again. I've told you why I can't do it. How the hell am I going to be damn good at a read-through when I can't read properly?
Well, I'm begging if I'm going to let some other woman get it. Gladys, are you sure you'll be all right looking after Diana?
Aye, so long as she don't bite me or pee on me knee out.
Well, she won't bite as long as you leave her alone. And she's house-trained, thank you very much. Ooh, mind you, she does look a bit pale to me. Does she look a bit pale to you?
She's a dog. Dogs don't go pale.
Her nose is a bit wet.
Well, dogs' noses are meant to be wet.
Can't you just take her to the vet?
No, I damn well can't. My last dog never came back again, if you know what I mean. And I can't lose her. It'd kill me.
Excuse me, but haven't we got more immediate problems? Like Rita learning those lines.
Come on then, Pauline. You're the one with all the answers.
Well, you'll just have to learn it off by heart. And pretend to read it.
And how do you suggest I do that in, what is it, 4 hours' time?
Parrot fashion.
Aye.
No, she's right. At the audition, she only got them to read a couple of speeches. I mean, they were hopeless. Sounded like the blinking Queen Mother, didn't they, Babs?
Yeah, they were common, like. I mean, well, the play's written for real down-to-earth women like you two. We can take the lines and you can play it back.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
I'm still going to have to go home and fix our Billy's tea.
Oh, what's that? Don't be balmy, Rita. It's only a little spider. Sheds are full of little spiders. Oh, heck. Don't move and I promise I won't kill you.
Oh! What did I tell you?
Ooh, right. Now, how does this flipping thing work again? I think it's this button. Oh, was it this one? Oh, heck. Here goes.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Shouting for him upstairs.
Shh, go on, it's recording. Right. Ooh, do you know, my blooming feet are killing me. What are you looking at? Testing, testing.
We've already tested it, Pauline. It's working. And remember, she's not posh. So you can talk in your normal voice.
That woman, normal voice, so shut up.
Oh, get on with it.
Oh, do you know, my blooming feet are killing me. I've done a double shift. See, a double dose of singing fish fillet.
Hey, what do you mean, singing fish fillet?
Well, I don't know, that's what it says here.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Who's ever heard of singing fish? Stop the tape, she obviously can't read properly either.
I'm telling you, that's what... Well, oh, it's my glasses, isn't it?
Good grief.
Oh, no, it's stinking fish fillet.
Stinking
fish
fillet.
Not only thing I've tongues round here, I know. I think you don't...
Stop the tape, up. My blooming feet are killing me. Well, I've done a double shift, mate.
A double shift, mate.
A double dose of singing. Stinking fish fillet.
Stinking fish fillet.
Then it's out in the fresh air and I'm waiting for the bus.
Did I say fresh air? It stinks out here and all. Oh, I know it. It stinks out here and all. Oh, come on, Rita, you know it. My whole family depends on the smell of fish. In my hair, in my clothes. See these fish fingers. My best friend's the cat. Oh, Mother! You nearly gave me heart failure.
You can come out of the shed now, love. Billy's out at bathroom now if you want to go back in there to practice. Oh. Mind you, you'll need air freshener. How are you doing?
All right. What time is it?
1:30.
I still don't know where I'm going to tell him I'm going.
You're off out with your friends.
He thinks I haven't got any friends. Well, let's face it, I haven't apart from Betty next door. I can't just suddenly pretend I've got friends. He won't believe me. Anyway, you're going to have to come as well. You've got to sit with Pauline's dog.
Oh, lovely. Well, you've got to say something. I know. Tell him I feel badly. Tell him you suspect I've got appendicitis and you're taking me to casualty. After tea, I can go all funny and fake pains in me belly.
All right. But don't overdo it.
What do you mean he's still busy? This is the third time I've rung him back. Can he or can he not come to the phone and give me some advice? I don't care if he's tending the Queen's fizzing corgis. My Diana is sick. No, I can't bring her in. I just want some advice. Yes. On the phone. Look, lady, all I want is to tell him her symptoms and let him advise me, that's all. Well, thank you too.
They want you to take her to the surgery.
Oh, you'd think they'd have a helpline or summit, wouldn't you?
I don't see why you can't just take her and let him have a look at her, Pauline.
I've told you, the last dog I had... Well, she only had a flu bug and they put her down. Oh. Look, hadn't you better be getting home for your tea?
Probably.
Look, I'd ask you to stay, but I only eat Marx's meals for one.
Did your husband die?
What husband?
Well, I just thought...
Why is a woman of my age living on her own, eating meals for one, and too scared to take a dog to the vets in case they put her down?
Oh, yeah.
That's my business. Look, I've got a few things I need to do before this reads through, so I think you'd better get off home.
But it's chucking it down outside. If I get my hair wet, it'll go frizzy.
Well... I'll lend you a rain, mate.
A what?
To put on your head to keep you dry.
I am not walking down the street wearing one of them.
Fine, get wet then.
Fine, I will. Haven't you got a brolly I can lend?
Only one, and you're not having that.
No wonder you live on your own.
And what's that mean?
Well, you, honestly, you are so tight. First you make Rita pay you for petrol when you know she's hardly got any money and they came all this way to help you out and now you won't even lend me a stupid brolly.
Firstly, I never asked for their help and I didn't offer to give them a lift either. They asked me. And secondly, you can't have my brolly because it's the only one I've got and my hair goes frizzy in the rain and all. Or doesn't that matter? Because I'm not as young and gorgeous as you.
What is your problem? Blimey. Forget it, I'll get wet. And do you know something? The real reason I want to do this play is because of Rita. Unlike you, she's actually nice and she deserves a break.
I don't know how I got so bitter. I don't know how I lost all my friends or stopped talking to my family. It's not like I want to live like this. It's not like I don't like being with people or anything. It's just I don't trust anyone anymore. Oh, I can see what they're all thinking. Mean old cow, and I wonder she lives on her own. I bet she's never loved anyone. Well, I have loved. But now I prefer animals to people, that's all. Even though they do still die on us and break our hearts, they're loyal, aren't they, eh? They stick to you through thick and thin. And all they ask is for you to be there every day when they wake up and to look after them. They can't call you ugly or past it or laugh at you for caring too much. They don't make us beg for every bit of affection. Or walk out on us. Look, I'll give you a lift home if you want. I've got to go out anyway.
What? And charge me a fortune for petrol like you do Rita?
I charge less than a taxi. Take it or leave it, but I'm going.
So where are you going?
Well, I haven't got a choice, have I? I'm going to have to take her to the vets.
Thanks very much, Dr. Adams. You know what, Dad? One of these days, that doctor is going to put you in an hospital. A mental hospital. Or a place for burnt-out alcoholics.
How dare you talk to your father like that?
You hit me. You promised. You said things would be different after your stroke. You said it were a sign. And you never touch me again.
It's just we've been cooped up inside all day. I get so frustrated.
Then go out. Go back to work. Do something. You heard what the doctor said. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not ill. You're just sick in the head. That makes you feel better now, does it?
You're pushing your luck, lady.
No, Dad, you are.
And what does that mean?
It means if you don't start lifting a finger to help yourself, I'm going.
Oh, yeah. Where? Who'd want you?
I have friends. People I could stay with until I get my own place. My mate Sandy said she'd like to share a flat with me. She said they got some smashing ones on the marina. Apartments they are. Fully modernised, Riverview apartments.
Rubbish. Make me a drink.
Make it yourself.
Don't you dare turn your back on me, lady.
Why? What'll you do to me, eh? Hit me? Laugh at me? Tell me I'm stupid?
You're not stupid.
Oh, no, Dad. You're wrong. I am stupid. I must be to put up with you. Are you going to throw me out, eh? Well, go on, do it. Do me a favour. Tell me to get out or to never come back. No, I didn't think so. That'd mean you'd have no one to blame for being so miserable, would you? No, that'd mean you only had yourself to blame.
Turn it off, ma'am. Billy, turn the radio off. Ma'am, are you all right?
No.
It's probably indigestion, the way she wolfed down that apple pie.
I like apple pie.
And we know.
What's wrong, ma'am?
Oh, it's nothing, it's nothing. I'll be all right.
Here, let me help you. Do you want to lie down?
Oh, it's my arse.
What?
I think, no, bend lower. It's my side, here. I think it's my appendices, Rita. They've been grumbling for years.
Aye, no bleeding wonder.
Whereabouts does it hurt?
It's my side. It's been coming on for weeks.
Don't overdo it, ma'am.
I think I should go to casualty.
Good idea. See if they've got a spare bed.
Billy, I think this might be serious.
If there was anything wrong with her, she'd never have been able to touch her tea. Never mind eat half an apple pie. I'm telling you, it's indigestion.
Well, doctors, he's shut now, ma'am. And you know how long you have to wait in casualty? Hours. Still, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Oh, Hank!
Well, if it's that serious, you'd better ring an ambulance.
I don't want to be any trouble. Maybe we could get a taxi, Rita.
Maybe we'd better just get a bus, eh, ma'am?
No, in there, it's probably trapped wind.
That's right. Pick on an old woman when she's feeling weak. Come on, Rita, you're right. It's better to be safe than sorry. I'll just nip and powder my nose and fetch my best coat and hat.
I won't be long.
You'll be all right, won't you? I think I better take her, Billy, just to be on the safe side.
Well, why don't you knock next door, see if Ron's home? He'll run her down to Casualty.
Actually, I think the fresh air will do her good.
Unless you're both lying.
What do you mean?
Well, if she was that ill, Rita, she wouldn't be going on the bus or putting her best coat and ass on.
She just likes to make a good impression on people, that's all.
I know where you're going. So you can stop lying.
You do.
And I'm not happy.
You're not?
And I'm surprised at you. They might have people hanging on to their every word, but I'm telling you, they're just phony.
Right, I'm ready.
He knows, ma'am.
Huh? Well, I never said old.
Aye. And they're all like bad flaming actors.
So I suppose you think I'm too stupid to be going, then?
No, I think you're stupid enough to believe in it all.
What do you mean?
Ah, well, it's your fault.
That's right, blame me. Look, Rita, if you want to sit in a darkened room and pretend to be talking to the dead, then that's up to you.
Hey!
He's balmy.
You too. I know where you're going. You're going to that spiritualist church.
Hey, there's no fooling you, Billy, is there?
Lovely this, isn't it, eh? Well, if she's not poorly now, she will be by the time she gets home. Shouldn't you be ringing your mum and telling her where you are?
Why?
Well, wasn't she expecting you home for your tea?
Probably.
Well, won't she be worrying?
Oh, she'll definitely be worrying.
And you don't care, eh?
Not that it's any of your business, but I stopped caring a long time ago, and she knows it. I might be living at home, but it's only because I have nowhere else just now. Soon I'll be going to London.
Oh, London is it now? You sure it's not Paris or New York or Hollywood? Eh, you don't fool me, lady.
What do you mean?
Mrs. Smith, Mr. Ryder will see Diana now.
I should think so too. What time is it?
1:45.
Look, I shouldn't be long. You will wait, won't you?
Well, you sure I shouldn't dash home for my tea?
Are you going to wait or not? Look, wait, and I can give you a lift to the read-through.
I've no money for petrol.
No. Well, you'll just have to walk me then, won't you? Come on, Diana, love. We're going to sort you out now.
I'm going. I really am this time. I'm really going to do it. I'm out of here. I'm going to get myself a nice flat. Oh, but where am I going to stay tonight?
There's no need for all this, you know.
Oh, there is, Dad. There's every need for all of this.
So you're taking everything, are you?
Eventually, yeah. Just a few clothes now and I'll come back for me other stuff.
You won't?
I will. As soon as I'm fixed with a permanent place to live.
Well, you won't get in.
No? What are you going to do then, eh? Change the locks?
Yes, I will.
Fine. I'll buy new things.
What with?
I'll get a job.
What doing? Working in a cafe or cleaning? Because that's about all you're good for. And you're not even good at that.
My friend Sandy's going to London soon. She's got a job at the BBC. She's a makeup artist. And she said there might be a job for me.
You need qualifications to clean at the BBC. The only thing you'll end up doing in London is standing on street corners selling the big issue.
I don't care if it's my body. I'll be just glad to get away from you.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? That's really something your mother would be proud of, isn't it? She always said you'd end up being a nobody.
Only if I stay living with a pig like you.
Barbara, wait, I didn't mean it. I was just upset. Barbs, I mean it. You walk out that door and you'll never come back. I'm having the locks changed. Just like your mother. Leave me on my own when I need you most. Well, go on. Go on, leave me. Don't come back. Go to London. Go to hell for all I care.
Where are they?
We're going to have to go in, Rita. She said she can't wait any longer.
Hang on, here's Babs. Hiya.
Hi, what are you doing outside? I thought the read-through's at 8.
I've seen the director and had a word with her. I've told her I have to wait for Pauline, so she's seen them other two women first. I'm a bag of nerves.
What, she's not here yet? Oh, I thought she was going to help you with your lines.
She's probably looking for somewhere to park.
I told you she was a time waster, that one.
Where's Sandy?
She's not here either. Brilliant start, this, isn't it? I wouldn't mind. Them other women she's seen now have done amateur dramatics. The fat one reckons she's a flipping opera singer.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I'm not doing it if Pauline's not.
Come on, Pauline, you're going to be late.
How can I concentrate now?
He's only keeping her in for observation.
Oh, yeah, I know what that means. It means when I go to fetch her home tomorrow, she'll be in a little body bag.
She won't.
Oh, and you find this funny, do you?
No, no.
Go on, get out. Get out of my car. I'm going to go back to the vets and I'm going to get her back.
Pauline, I think you're overreacting a bit here.
That little dog is all I've got.
That's not true.
What have I got? Nothing, that's what...
You've got the play and that's going to keep you busy.
Oh, yeah, until it's over and then what?
You've got us, haven't you? Me and Babs and Rita.
What do you mean?
Well, we all need you to do this play. You know we do. Rita needs you to help her learn her lines. Babs needs you to boss her around because she misses her mum and likes it. And I need you to tell me I'm rotten to my mum every now and then. See? Even my mum needs you. She doesn't even know you.
Man, shove some of that bug roll in your bag. I know it's going to come in handy when I burst out crying and make a fool of myself. I told you I'd forget the lines. Don't let anyone in, Babs.
Well, I can hardly stop them, Rita. What if they're busting for Lou?
Just read it to me again, slowly.
Oh, I don't think we can stay in here much longer, Rita.
I'm an old woman. They know I take ages.
I know, but we've already been ages. And I know she's getting fed up of waiting.
Well, let her wait. Marilyn Monroe has kept him waiting.
I'm hardly Marilyn Monroe, ma'am. Come on, Babs, read me the lines again.
I'm only happy with a knife in my hand. Cutting summit, chopping summit, to pulp, to pap, to now.
Oh, I thought I'd find you here. Oh, blooming heck. It's like a fog in here.
Yeah, they've been chain smoking. Gladys is here as well.
I thought you wanted me to look after that mutt of yours.
So, are we ready, ladies?
That mutt of mine is seriously ill. Rubbish. You ruined that dog. I told you she just had trapped wind, that's all. Are you ready, Rita?
Yeah, as ready as I'll ever be.
You know your lines?
Yeah, just about. You might have to help me out a bit.
As long as it's only a bit. Right then. Let's sock it to them.
Oh, so excited for you, Bob.
Once the mind tonic, a still orange, a snowball, whatever one of them is. What did Rita want?
Oh, Bailey's, no ice.
And I'll have a gin and tonic, I think.
So will I think.
You're driving.
I am, driving myself mad. So I need one and you still owe me petrol money, lady, so make it a double.
I think it was really sweet the way you didn't tell them about Diana having to stay at the vets.
It's only because I can't bear thinking about it.
Rubbish. You can't fool me, Pauline Smith. I know you've got a heart in there somewhere. You didn't want to upset Gladys.
And get me a packet of pork scratchings and all.
What time is it now?
About 3 seconds later than the last time you asked.
I don't know why she couldn't just tell us in there.
Well, I'm enjoying myself. Have you got any change for a vroom machine?
No, I haven't. You're already pushing your luck asking for a snowball, so sit there and be grateful for that.
You're having a Bailey's.
I need one. I'm still shaking. I wish I'd asked for a double. Look at that. Do you think she'll come in and tell us?
Well, yeah, when she's made her mind up, I suppose.
Well, if you don't get the part, she's mad. You were brilliant, weren't she, Babs?
Yeah, great.
Till I forgot my lines 6 times.
Aye, but the ones you remember, you did beautifully, didn't you, Babs?
Pauline's a bit quiet, isn't she?
I think she was just nervous. Even I were nervous and I didn't even do anything. Look, now I'm shaking, look. Oh, I can't always do this when I'm excited. I won't be long.
What's wrong with her? I've got a still orange here.
Actually, I've put a double vodka in it.
It'll do last good. She looks right peaky to me.
Do you think she's all right?
Well, what's wrong with her?
Don't know. She just sort of went all funny and burst out crying. Where's Pauline?
The payphone ringing the vets.
The vets? What for?
They've kept Diana in for observation or something. That's why we were late. Do you think I should go and see if Babs is all right?
Oh, right. Do you think I should go and see if Pauline is?
Well, leave me on my own without any money for a vroom machine.
You've got your drink. Ma'am, you've drank that already. Here, I've half my Baileys.
Oh,
Oh.
Pauline? You all right?
Yeah. Yes, smashing. She's still not been in then?
No. It's agony waiting, isn't it? Mm. Was you ringing the vets?
Yeah.
Don't take no notice of me, ma'am, you know. She don't mean it when she says you spoiled Diana. She's only being an interfering old bag. It's not personal. She's always like it.
Oh, well, I know. I don't mind. I like her.
Ah, she's not so bad. Is she all right, Diana? Is she going to be okay?
He reckons he'll have to do some tests first thing tomorrow morning. He won't let me see her. He said she'll be sedated and won't know me. He fancies saying that. I'm her mum.
I know. But at least she's getting seen to, isn't she, eh?
Yeah.
When did he say he can pick her up?
Well, he didn't. I mean, that's what I'm worried about.
Well, you know I'll come with you, don't you?
Oh, no, no, no. You're all right. You've got enough on your plate with your mum and Billy.
Rubbish. You're a mate, aren't you?
We might not even get the parts.
And if we don't, well, I'll still come. As long as you don't charge me petrol money.
Babs, just tell me what's wrong. I've told you. Nothing. Oh, just leave me alone.
Your drink's out here. Are you not going to come and drink it?
Why, have you spiked it with summat? That's what we other so-called friends used to do. What's wrong? Don't you think I'm stupid enough already? Do you want to see me drunk and show myself up as well?
Of course not. I thought we were mates, that's all.
You're not my mate. I know you think I'm a joke, just like everyone else.
What's she doing?
She's locked herself in the toilet and she won't come out.
Right. Perhaps it's Pauline. What are you playing at? Come out, come on. We're all in this together, you know. Did Jill tell you you couldn't be the stage manager?
No. It's got nothing to do with the place. It's my dad. He's thrown me out. Sort of. I've had a row and now I can't go back home.
She has got a big bag with the stuff in it, I've seen it.
Well, you'll just have to stop at mine then, won't you?
You don't really want me. You're just feeling sorry for me.
No, I'm not. I'm just thinking about myself. Diana's having to stay at the vets tonight and I ain't been in that house on my own.
Oh, isn't that nice of her?
Well, she is nice, isn't she? As long as she don't charge her bed and breakfast.
Very funny. Come on, Babs. Come and have a drink with us.
Guess what? All right, ma'am. Has she been in? Have we got the parts?
Don't know. But I've just won a tenner on Fruit Machine. Come on, girls. Drinks are on me.
So?
Come on, Babs.
Why did you come?
Go get back.
In Crazy Big Fish, Pauline was played by Rachel Davis, Rita by Deborah McAndrew, Babs by Sally Walsh, Gladys by Ruth Holden, Sandy by Katie Cavanagh, Billy by Terence Mann. Other parts were played by members of the company. Crazy Big Fish was written by Jill Adams and directed in Manchester by Polly Thomas.
And next week we'll find the women doing some publicity for their play.
Classic comedy on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
With a large herring. The story behind those headlines will be repeated at the same time next week.
But now on Radioactive...
485-6242.
That's the number to ring if you want to take part in today's phone-in to end all phone-ins. Yes, at long last, after months of planning and years of waiting for Telecom to come up and fit an extra line, Radioactive is now proud to be able to invite anyone from anywhere in the world to ring in over the next half hour and talk to the Engage signal on Radioactive's Mega Phone-In. Yes, this is our mega phone-in. Phone-ins on all subjects under the sun, from all places under the sun. Our phone number, I'm sure you don't need reminding, is...
485-6242.
That number again?
0-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-0-1
our very first caller. Hello, on line 8.
Hello, Mike. I'd like, if I may, to change the subject.
Well, we haven't got one yet.
Oh. Oh, well, I'll ring back later then.
All right. Let's see if we can get any further with line 4.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Could I just say, before I start, what an excellent idea.